Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. More than 60 Kentucky World War II veterans made a trip to Washington, D.C. in June as part of a special Honor Flight Bluegrass trip. Among those veterans was 100-year-old Ernie Micah of Louisville, who described his first plane ride.
When the war was over, I was on a plane, and that was my first plane ride leaving Paris. Eisenhower, Commander-in-Chief Eisenhower, was supposed to be on the plane with a few of us that were returning home to the States. But Eisenhower couldn't make it, and I was one of the first then to hit the U.S. after the war was over.
Mr. Micah says his service began prior to the D-Day invasion.
My story is a long one because I was in from the beginning to the end. I started in Africa. We invaded Africa in November 1942. Many people think that the war started with D-Day, but they don't realize that we were fighting in Africa. In 1942, we invaded SAPI, Africa, November, and that campaign went through May 7th of 1943. And when that campaign was over in Africa, we had captured 200,000 German and Italian troops.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, excellent. It's really good. Where did the pork come from?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Ragland family from LaRue County, Kentucky. We have farmed on Shady Rest Farm since 1925. We believe in what we produce, we feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Whether it's at your local market or your favorite restaurant, we provide the best quality pork for our consumers. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky,
feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Pork Producers and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Mr. Micah says the trip with Honor Flight Bluegrass in June was a very special two-day event.
We were treated like kings. We had a beautiful hotel that one night, and we had dinner at the hotel. I just can't talk enough about it.
He adds seeing the memorials was truly something he'll remember.
Our main interest, of course, was the World War II memorial. But then you got to see all the others, the Vietnamese, the Korean, and what have you. And we went to museums, and we saw it all.
Find out more information about Honor Flight Bluegrass on the web or on social media. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.